This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6 Jun 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm, bright day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with gentle breezes. Jerusalem enjoys similar sunny skies, while Haifa sees mild temperatures. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli strike has killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The Times of Israel reports this incident from earlier today is under review by the IDF. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that the IDF is investigating reports of Lebanese army casualties in southern Lebanon. The area is an active combat zone. Also this hour, the IDF has eliminated a terrorist in northern Gaza. JNS reports this is part of a series of operations in which 13 terrorists were killed in the past week. Separately, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel. This news comes from the Forward, indicating ongoing tensions. And finally, the evacuation of southern Lebanon villages is underway as Hezbollah drone attacks continue. The IDF has ordered these measures, according to the Times of Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Memory, a media research institute, posted just minutes ago about Lebanese media critic Jihad Ayyub's controversial statements regarding former Israeli FM Tzipi Livni. Daniel Seidemann, a renowned Israeli expert on Jerusalem, shared a brief message just earlier today simply saying, Shabbat. Ynet Global reported earlier today on a new pro-Palestinian super PAC, American Priorities, aiming to counter AIPAC-backed candidates with significant funding. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Israeli strike in Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that an Israeli military operation resulted in the deaths of a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF states the vehicle had entered an active combat zone without proper coordination. This incident is under review as tensions grow in the region. Turning to the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post highlights the ongoing investigation into the potential targeting of Lebanese army personnel. The IDF reiterates the need for coordination in active zones and emphasizes its operations are against Hezbollah, not the Lebanese state. This highlights the delicate nature of military engagements near borders. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the IDF has been active. JNS details the recent elimination of a terrorist in the northern part of the Strip. This comes as part of a broader operation, resulting in the deaths of 13 terrorists over the past week. These actions underscore continuing security challenges in the area. On the diplomatic front, the Forward reports Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire. The U.S. had brokered this deal to ease tensions between Israel and Lebanon. Hezbollah's dismissal suggests prolonged hostilities affecting regional stability. Finally, the evacuation orders in southern Lebanon reflect escalating military activity. Villagers are urged to leave as Hezbollah drone attacks persist. This ongoing threat complicates the humanitarian situation in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Tech reports that Wix CEO is backing Willow, which has raised $7 million for its AI agent control layer. This platform aims to improve enterprise AI governance and visibility. Separately, Walla Business notes that the Israeli fund Alto has secured a lease agreement with Lidl in Atlanta. This marks a significant collaboration in the U.S. retail market. And finally, Globes highlights a request by NVIDIA and Google to pay Israeli taxes in dollars. This move seeks to stabilize operations amidst the shekel's recent gains, potentially moderating currency fluctuations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.